Welcome back to Socks and Seven.
Welcome back to Socks and Seven. We are your hosts, Kevin Tebow, Mason Reed, Jack Taggerman, and this team fucking sucks. That's all I really have to say.
Yeah, I mean, we lose the first series of the 2025 season to the Texas Rangers. After an awesome opening day, man. Opening day was so fun. I had a blast. Willie Abreu left Earth twice, won us the game, and then we lose Friday, Saturday, and today, games 2, 3, and 4 to the Texas Rangers. We score 2 runs, then we score 1 run, and then we score 2 runs again. And that is not enough runs to be able to win baseball games. So, yeah.
Yeah. Kind of hard when your 2 and 4 hitters are combined 1 for 35.
Really hard when Rafael Devers is my favorite baseball player in the MLB. I love him a lot, but the broadcast and Dave O'Brien won't stop talking about how he's over with all the strikeouts, and granted, he did break a record for most times striking out in 3 games, so it's never what you like to see as a sports card investor of his, and him being your favorite player and stuff. So that definitely kind of stinks that he's off to that cold of a start.
Yeah, I mean, he looks terrible. He's in his own head. He's swinging and missing at pitches that he would normally crush. He got 10 billion good pitches to hit today.
Oh, yeah, no. So it's the top of the ninth, and there's 2 outs. Let me preface this by saying, today's game on Sunday, Red Sox lose 3-2. All winter, you really just forget about, how agonizing and demoralizing and miserable it is to sit there on the couch and watch the entire 9 innings of a Red Sox game, and for that to be the outcome, it just really stinks, man. I was happy for maybe a minute and 30 seconds of real time today after Connor Wong hits a dribbler that they throw away for us to take the lead. And then literally the leadoff hitter in the bottom of the eighth hits a 210-foot home run and the game's tied again. There's nothing you can really do. But yeah, to preface that, it's the top of the ninth today. Jaren Duran laces a double into left. He was hitting the ball hard today, so I'll give him that. He's been fine. He's a great player. I'm not worried about him in the slightest. Made a great sliding catch as well. Laces a ball to left. Gets on second. Here comes Rafael Devers to the dish. And granted, the outcome of the at-bat was a walk. Worked the count really good. This is his first time getting on base the whole season, right? That's his first time getting on base. So.
He might have had another walk, but he definitely. Okay.
So, yeah. It's 2-0 against Luke Jackson. It's 2-0. And you're thinking to yourself, damn, 2-0, you have a chance to tie, get out of this, erase everything that just happened and tie the ballgame up. And he just rolls over a dribbler that doesn't even reach the mound on the first base side. And thank God it goes foul, I guess. But that's on your 2-0 pitch. And then it's 2-1. And he literally swings right through the middle of a middle slider that was 85 miles per hour. I have seen Rafael Devers hit that baseball over the right field fence 100 times in his MLB career. And then I guess today he was just okay, I'm just going to swing and miss at that. So, yeah, definitely. We were really excited. Last thing I'll say before I throw it back to Tebow, the boys, we were really excited coming into the season, and quickly, very quickly, 1 series in, a lot of problems have arisen, and we're going to need to solve them in this next series before we host the Cardinals on opening day on Friday, opening day at Fenway.
Yeah. And it just continues to be an annoying trend on this podcast where whatever we say is going to be the thing. It's the complete opposite when the season comes around. Last year, we were saying that pitching's going to suck and we're going to rake.
That didn't happen.
The pitching was awesome. We couldn't fucking hit. Now, this year, we're saying the bullpen's going to be a big issue, big issue. The only good part of the team. Only good part, other than Willier Abreu and Christian Campbell.
Yeah, Willier Abreu and Christian Campbell are awesome. And if they continue to do what they're doing, that would be great because I'm a big fan of those guys. Like, how do you feel about those guys' tags, Willier Abreu and Christian Campbell? Okay. I understand, dude. I feel your pain. No, it's just baseball is just really like I can't believe I forgot over the winter like how demoralizing doing that is. Like I was just so like angry at the TV, like watching that baseball game today. Like, I don't know. Should we just go through like what happened? Like opening day rocked, everybody knows that. And then like should we just like go through games 2, 3, and 4 and like what we think went wrong, or should we not even do that?
I think that's just doing too much. Like I think there's like pretty simple stuff that you can point at, and it's we can't score with runners in scoring position.
Yeah,
we need to stop striking out with guys on second base and nobody's out. We need to at least move the runner over so you have a chance. The guy on third and one out. And then if there's a guy on third and one out, you got to put the ball in play.
Yeah, I mean, two times today, we had a guy on second and nobody out in the fourth inning and the eighth inning, I believe. And we did not score in either of those innings. Scoreless inning for us in those both of those innings after having a leadoff runner on second. And even yesterday at Nappers watching, like, we have first and second, nobody out. You'd think, oh boys, we're going to attack this inning. Look, the Red Sox are attacking. David Hamilton swings at a pitch over his head. And then
why is David Hamilton not bunting? Why is David Hamilton not bunting? He's the fastest guy in the league. First and second, nobody out. It's the best time you bunt.
Yeah, so, I mean, the Boston Red Sox start the season 1-3. We're going to go not a happy flight, actually probably a pretty miserable flight to Baltimore tonight. 2:30 start tomorrow in Camden. The Orioles are a really good team. Let me say this too. Like, I know everybody's pissed in it right now. Everybody's angry, upset. Devers is 0-15. We're 1-3. We lost the series. But like, I will say like the Texas Rangers are a really good ball club. And I think that they're going to have a great season and make the playoffs. Like, and honestly could be like, they could definitely be in the ALCS. So like, it's not like we just lost a series to the White Sox or the Angels. Like the Texas Rangers are a good ball club. And like, there was a couple bright spots in the series, despite going 0-3. I think Crochet didn't even pitch good and still kind of shoved. And like, I mean, Buehler wasn't too impressive. Dick Fitz today was pretty impressive. I don't know. It really sucks to start 1-3, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's worst case scenario. You go to Mexico before the season, last thing of spring training, you go to Mexico, so you start your road trip early. Now you have a 4-game series. You only win one game. It's the first game. They're tired out there. They want to go home. Like, they've been in spring training all year long. They haven't been home in forever. You're out on the road. They're going to Baltimore in crappy weather. Like, it's going to suck. They're going to be pissed, and we're going to lose bad games.
Yeah, so not good at all, man. Pretty upsetting stuff. Pretty upsetting. I think Sean Newcomb is pitching tomorrow. Sean Newcomb.
Yeah, I can go through the pitching matchups.
Yeah, here, before you do that, let me Matt throw in his like 20-second series recap. Hold on.
Yeah, let's see what Matt has to say.
Give us your 20-second breakdown on this Red Sox series.
Is the TV like mad loud?
No, just run it.
I mean, like, pretty much as bad as it gets, right? You know, like, when you really think about it, we're one lucky swing away from being 0-4. Like, we're pretty much 0-4. Like, when you think about it, two players came ready to play. One of them is a rookie, and one of them had a stomach virus, lost 20 pounds. no one else was ready to play. Richard Fitz, he did a job, let up like a dink of a home run, probably shouldn't even count, but not much worse can be for Boston fans. And while all this is happening, you have our rivals raking out home runs with like Donkey Kong bamboo bats. So yeah. Can't get much worse. Not much more to say than that. Pretty disappointing start.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there.
Yeah. All right. We should probably talk about the Yankees thing for like at least a second, right?
Yeah, definitely. Tax, you got anything on these bamboo bats?
He's loading something up.
Yeah, let's see what he's got to say. I mean, ban them, he says. Yeah. Ban them.
No, I agree, dude. I'm not going to lie. I definitely agree.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way that those should be legal. It's ridiculous. It looks like a cartoon bat. Like, let me just go up there with my orange Mako and just hit dingers.
Yeah, no, it's pretty much like if the Easton Mako in 2011 was like a big barrel. Like, it's like you can't really, like, I guess you're allowed to use that. And like, what are we talking about here, dude?
Most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, the Yankees are 3-0, so we're 2.5 back of them. Is that what the math is on that?
I think so, yeah.
2.5 in the hole to
start the year.
Yeah, for after the first weekend.
And we get to go to Baltimore, who's been raking.
Yeah.
And we get to see a lefty tomorrow, too. So that means Willie or Bray's not playing, I'm told.
Yeah, no, it's not the best, dude.
Yeah.
Not the best.
I don't think we're ever going to win another game.
I get it, yeah.
Huh? All right. Well, give us the pitching matchups for next series, Tebow.
Yeah, and then we'll get out of here. Let's see. Game one, we got Sean Newcomb versus Cade Povich. I mean, maybe we win, probably not. Cade Povich does stink, but he's a lefty.
Yeah, I mean, dude, Cade Povich is definitely not, like, very good. So, like, maybe the Red Sox are able to win that game.
Yeah, Tuesday we have an off day just because in case there's a rain day for opening day in Camden Yards. Wednesday, we got Garrett Crochet versus Zach Eflin. Hopefully Crochet shows. Then lastly, we got on Thursday, we got Tanner Houck versus Charlie Morton. Once again, we'll see. I mean, that could go one of two ways.
Yeah, Hopefully next time we come on here, we're talking about a series win instead of a series loss. And I mean, 3-4 heading in. I mean, dude, we're going on Friday to home opener. And yeah, I'm excited. But I mean, I thought the Cardinals were going to stink. And dude, they're raking. They're 3-0. Just swept the Twins. They put up like 8 runs today. So I don't know. Just like not a good start to the season. It's a really long season, though. It's only 4 games out of 162. I think the Rangers are going to be a really good team. So, I don't know. We got to figure out something here in the next, like, whatever 20 hours it is until first pitch tomorrow. So, hopefully we can do that and then be on our way to winning some baseball games.
Yeah. Tags, you got any closing thoughts?
Nice. Yeah, I mean, pretty much just what I said. Let's try to hit the ball. You got to score more than 1 or 2 runs like we did the last 3 games in order to win. So, fuck the Yankees. Go Sox. Let's get back on track here.
Yeah, I'm with that. All righty.
And call up Roman Anthony.
Yeah, that too.
He left twice in Worcester today. He's clearly a demon. So, I agree. We should definitely, like, get him on the team. I literally do not care where he plays. Just get him in the lineup, like, now, because he is nasty.
Yep, I agree. All righty. I think that's good for us.
All right, yeah.
See you on Thursday night.
Fuck the O's.